Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Yecheskel Lazarov,
who is starring
Tevye.
Yes, who's playing him in Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof, right.
It will be at National Theater Tuesday, December 10th through Sunday, December 15th. So only that week, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, so where are we? I know DC's in December. Where are you guys right now?
Now we are in East Virginia. We're in Norfolk.
Okay. So is it the national tour, North American? Or?
We came back from Florida right now. We were in Miami, Tempe, and West Palm Beach. Yeah. Before that, we were in Dallas. And we're traveling all the time.
Well, we appreciate
all over the U.S.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. National Theater is such a historic spot. We're excited to have you guys back here. Tell us real quick. You and I know I've seen the play. You're starring in it, so we know the story now. But let's pretend maybe some of our listeners somehow have been living under a rock and don't know the story. Give them the basic, the plot real quick. Just the basic premise. Who you play and your three daughters, that whole thing.
So, it's a Jewish community in Anatevka. I think the base of the story, it's all about tradition. It's about keeping the tradition, how tradition is something that can be beautiful with all the Sabbath ray, with all the religious thing that we have, the wedding. But on the other hand, tradition can be something that can destroy and can be very hard for some of the people. And especially when it happens in the family. I'm trying as a father, as Tevye, to try to continue to keep the tradition as much as I can when my three daughters are falling in love with three different men that are, each one of them had his own story. One is poor. One is a fighter. He wants to leave. He's going to Siberia. He takes my daughter away from me. And the third one is non-Jewish, which is the worst for Tevye, of course.
Yes.
And so it's the balance between love in one hand, but on the other hand, how you keep your love to your own daughters, how you say to your own daughter, you're dead, So these kind of conflicts, and of course the conflicts I have with my wife, with Golda. Those little things are make the it's for me that's the plot, and of course there's the third circle of it. It's the community, the Russians, the pogroms that they're trying to send us away from our land, and the tragedy about it, and of course that's what keeps this story very relevant.
Absolutely. And we all know it opened on Broadway in, I think, like 1964, won a bunch of Tonys. And then the movie came out like 1971, highly successful movie Do you remember where you were when you saw that? How old you were, memories of that when you were first introduced to this material?
No, I'm sorry, I don't have the answer for that. No, I mean, Tevye, and the Topol and the Fiddler on the Roof is part of our soundtrack, of the Jewish and Israeli lives also. I've seen it only once on stage in Israel because for many years musicals in general were not that popular in Israel. And I've seen it. So I've seen it once. And when I got the role, of course, I was in shock that I had the opportunity to go in this huge shoes of amazing actors that play those roles. And actually, I met Topol like a month ago. In Israel, in a party where we were together invited, and it was quite amazing to hear from this man the thousands of times he did the show. I'm trying to compete him right now, and we are almost in our 400 shows. It's kind of amazing what he did.
Awesome. Now remind us. There's so many fans. Christmas numbers here. I'm going to run through a couple of them, and you can kind of tell me, tell me the first thing you think of or you know, the importance of it to the show. So it opens with that big number tradition, and you've kind of spoken to this a little bit, but why do you think it's important that you set age with tradition? Why is that perfect one to kick off the show?
I think, like I said, tradition is like the core. It's the spine of the show. I think it's all about that. It's about the balance. And the balance keeps us insane, the balance keeps us, there's always in one hand and there's another hand, that's heavier. All his monologues is like that. And I think that's what keeps it very special, as a viewer to hear that. We are all very much, most of the time, we're very much certain about things that we're saying and things that we're doing and the way we live life. But as I think, my character is brings always the other hand, and this is something that I really love. So I'm very much standing behind this tradition thing, because it's not only the tradition. It says why you ask yourself why we're standing there, so high, dangerous, right? But it's the balance. It's the tradition that keeps us in the balance, and I love that. So I think it's very important to start with that.
And then, and of course, you go right into Matchmaker. Matchmaker is the next one. That has become a pop culture classic too.
You can go through every song is a hit. Every song, you hear the audience know it by heart. And of course, when I'm starting the show, before I say tradition, there are like few people that are saying that before me. So.
Yeah, Matchmaker. And then If I Were a Rich Man and you want to do that. Yeah, I mean, it's in so much.
Oh, you're asking me to do the song? To sing the song? I didn't understand you. Sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying everybody, you hear If I Were a Rich Man, and then everyone in the audience is probably going to go, da-da-da-da.
It's
so ingrained in our society. What do you think makes that music so special from a musical standpoint? Like, we talked about the lyrical content of tradition and, why it matters to your character, musically, it's Sheldon Harnick on the lyrics and Jerry Bock on the music, why do you think that music itself stands out from maybe other shows that were on Broadway at the time and still today?
Yeah. Well, it's a hard question, It's very hard to explain success. You can guess those things, but to explain it for real, this is very hard. But I can tell that, first of all, the music is beautiful. It's just beautiful. And you cannot explain why beautiful things are beautiful. It's just, it is. And I think it's very simple and very clear, the story of it. Every song is like a little show. Has a beginning, middle, and the end. And you can understand the whole story through one simple song. You have sunrise, sunset. This is like, it's genius. Just it's the whole life is in this line. You don't need to say anymore. Sunrise, sunset. That's it.
That's everything. Everything.
Yeah. So,
what are we visually going to see? And describe the costumes and the sets. The tradition are, but
I think what's beautiful about this production that everything keeps himself very simple, very clear. I think there is amazing choreography, but by Hofe Schechter. The directing is very simple. Nothing is too caricaturist. Everything is for real. We are there for real. We're not trying to be someone. We're not exaggerating anything. And I think that's what is very simple. You need a bench, so there's a bench. You need a house, there's a house. Everything is very, you need a cart, there's a cart, but that's it. We're not trying to add anything. And I think that's about the directing is very, it's brilliant. The lighting, the costumes, the actors, the cast, everything is really, the dancers, it's unbelievable. Really, it's an amazing show. And we are getting a lot of happy crowd. Every night. That's what kept me, to do the second season, because coming to here, I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I could not And I came with my family, with my three daughters, my own, you know, and my wife, and we were traveling the whole year. But then I saw the the way the audience responded to this show and the warmth that we're getting every evening. So it's, you get addicted to that. I just couldn't say no for the second season, you know.
Awesome. You mentioned your wife in case
I understand
traveling.
Couple right now, you know.
Oh, you totally get it. Yeah, you relate.
Yeah, I get it. Totally.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because are you from Israel? How did you make your way over here?
Yeah, I'm from Israel. I'm an actor and a theater director in Israel. I'm a co-founder of an interdisciplinary art school also for the last 6-7 years. I performed, and then my agent came to me and he said, listen, they're looking for Tavia. And I was like, yeah, but I'm too young and probably, you know, it's like a line that you hear and that's it. It's passed.
Right.
And then he sent them just my site, and they looked for all the things that I've done as a director and as an actor. And I'm doing a lot of films and TV shows. I'm there on stage since I'm 8 years old. I started as a tap dancer. I was a contemporary dancer in Batsheva Dance Company for years, and then I turned into an actor, a professional actor, when I was like in my 20s. So they saw that and they said, yeah, we want him to send us, if I were a rich man. So I sent them this tape, and that's it. And I got the role. Actually, it was very, very simple. After that, when I did the tour with my own three daughters and my wife, I realized how much this thing was meant to be for me. And those things that are, in a way, looks like very easy, actually, they're like, it's just because they are like the correct thing that could happen to you. And something was bigger than me. You know, I was in the middle of rehearsals of a show that I was directing. I was in the middle of a show that I was acting. I was in the middle of exhibitions. I was in the middle of everything. And somehow this thing was much stronger than everything. And everyone I know is in Israel, just, you know, cleaned the way for me to go and do that role. It was very special for everyone. And they were very generous to me. So here I am doing
That's
that
great.
For the 400 times already.
and when you come for the 400, whatever, 500th, it'll be when you come to
I can do that
theater.
I can do thousands. I'm telling you, this role is every day. It's not that the audience kept it for so many years.
Right.
We have it almost like for 60 years, right?
Right.
I could do that 60 years. I understand exactly why this thing is continuing and will continue forever. There is a certain code there that once you opened it, you don't want to close it. I'm serious. And you can do that forever. You can watch that forever. I have people that watched it forever. I have old people that come to me in the end of the show telling me that they've seen it already like for 20 times, and they've seen all the Tevias that there were along the years. Of course, they liked me the most, but... No, I'm just
of course, yeah, of course.
No, I'm just
and when you guys hit National Theater, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be mid December, so heading into the, you know, the Hanukkah season, there, and holidays are always a time that we're dealing with, you know, we're celebrating traditions, but at the same time, with each passing year, we as a society become more modern. And so it's, the holidays are an interesting time where we're reminded of the traditions, but we're all, you know, every year we also move forward. So talk just how, you know, in closing, how it's kind of that a perfect little show to watch in the holidays.
Right. Yes, holidays, it's an important thing. I truly think, you know, and I'm a modern person, a developed person, you know, a person, and I'm coming from a religious family myself. And my family is still religion, you know, and some things I kept from the past, you know, and just in order to be close to myself, in order to understand where I'm coming from, who I am for real, and not just like running away from everything I've been raised. Although I got married with a non-Jewish woman, and this is like a catastrophe, in my family. But at the end of the day, and I'm fighting every night, of course, against my daughter that is going with, you know, so you can imagine what I'm going through. But at the end of the day, it's about love. It's about loving. I know it sounds like cliche, but it's for real. It's true. As long as you're not hurting no one, you can live wherever you, whatever you like to live your life. Just don't hurt no one else around you, and you'll be fine. You know, you can do whatever you want, and I think that's the key, and that's what it's all about: tradition.
Absolutely.
And balance. Yeah.
And I hope listeners come out and feel that balance themselves when they see it. Again. Hey, you've been generous with your time. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's Fiddler on the Roof, which swings by National Theater for a couple days, 1 week, Tuesday, December 10th through Sunday, December 15th. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.